the hour.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's happening.
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Stay calm.
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine.
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
Four o'clock here in the Music City, so you know what time it is. Time for the Afternoon Stretch here on Nashville Sports Radio. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. So glad to have you alongside us for 2 hours here on Nashville Sports Radio. Remember, you can always get involved, 615-844-5600. That's the FM Bank phone line. Always have lines available for you. Bruno, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good, pretty good. Had some hot dogs this morning. What else did I do? I think that was it.
Morning hot dog, huh?
Well, it was 9:30. Lunch, bunch of places, lunches.
Might as well
open.
Start off with a nice tall glass of whiskey just right as you wake up.
It's not a bad idea.
Just go ahead and I feel like eating hot dogs in the morning is the equivalence of just waking up and shooting yourself in the foot.
It's not that bad.
I guess not.
It's just if you see how hot dogs are made, it's you're like, oh.
You mean bad. How John Gruden coached, apparently? That's the making process of hot dogs, I think. What a quick way to start into the John Gruden talk already. We got a lot of stuff we're going to be doing today. We're going to be having our NFL picks. Preds get their season underway at 6 o'clock. We also are going to give our predictions on NHL Stanley Cup Finals, who we believe is going to win it all today. It's going to be a lot of fun stuff. Hockey is officially back, Bruno.
Who cares?
People that play hockey.
Nah, Preds are cool. Preds are cool. Blues are cool. Love both those teams.
Yeah, a lot of people say Blues games. Did you go to one while you were in St. Louis?
They were awesome. Yeah. They match the same energy as the Preds.
Well, and that's really, I feel like hockey just, it's something so strange about it. Just
small
does not
teams.
Well, it doesn't translate to TV. I can't be alone in that. Like, if you're a big fan, obviously it's fine. But, you know, you can go to a Titans game. Me personally, I would much rather watch a Titans game at my house.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that translate better to watching the game at home, my own comfort, and go to my own bathroom, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, watching a hot game at the house is not the move. What someone needs to do in Nashville, they have this place called, it's a bar in St. Louis called Center Ice. And it's like, just, they have a massive on game days, right? Nashville needs one of those, like a hockey bar. It would go crazy. I already know it'd be crazy.
Is there a hockey bar here, Ray? Do you know of one? I don't know if I know of any.
A hockey bar. I know there's a bar at the stadium, but I don't know about. I don't know about a hockey bar.
There's
that's
5 million
idea.
Bars around here.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know if any of them are hockey derived. That could be a good idea.
So someone commission.
Yeah.
Me. Now.
Patent
Please,
pending.
Give me money. I'm homeless.
Help, help. This is a real ad for help.
I am actually, my life is a giant cry for help.
Help. We want you to get on the phones, though, if you want to help Bruno. 615-844-5600. We had a
As
caller.
I'm here every day with my Propel waters.
Yeah, I know. Only successful people drink those, by the way. I've never, you know, you don't see many bums on the street with a Propel.
No.
aspartame. Looks as good as it tastes.
Only I can afford to kill myself. So.
Well, you know, taking small breaths repeatedly for a lifetime will eventually kill you. So, Ray, we had a caller call in before the show.
We did.
And they asked us a certain question. What was it? Because I've already forgot it.
So Nick, who's in our listeners league.
Nick. Yes, Nick.
So he called and he asked, which would be the question of the day, which is, if there's any player in the NFL that you would start a franchise with, who would it be? Pick anyone.
Serious answer is probably Ndamukong Suh. That guy's like, he came and spoke to us at Vanderbilt.
To start a franchise with Ndamukong Suh?
Yeah.
A D tackle?
Wait, are we? I thought we were talking about business.
No. No. Well, I mean, kind of.
Kind of.
I thought we were talking, we're opening some subways.
A football team.
We're opening some subways up. Who do you want to go to business with?
Hey, not still with? Not Ndamukong Suh, I don't think.
He's a really good business mind.
Is he?
Yeah, very financially like intelligent.
Remember when he stepped on Aaron Rodgers' head or whatever?
That was dope.
That was a real business mind coming out, wasn't it?
It just reminds me of me. I'm too much of a scaredy cat to do that to someone. The fact that he did it, that's hard.
On camera in front of thousands of people.
Nah, that guy. That's who I'm opening some Subways with. Anyways.
As a team.
Yeah, anyways.
Wait, is this like historical team. Or everybody that's
current
just...
Current player.
At this point, you just got to go with Tom Brady.
Yeah, how do you not?
Win 10 more years.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it right. You could do it right now. He could be about, what is he, about to be 58? You could do it right now with Tom Brady and start a brand new franchise, and you'll probably get a Super Bowl within at least 2 years. I mean,
you'll probably marry a Brazilian model.
Yeah.
Probably have a nice family. A
lot of things will happen. I guess, yeah, that's the boring answer. Fun answer, Derrick Henry. You know, do it, Derrick Henry.
It's a boring answer, too.
Is it? A running back? I mean, everybody else is going to pick a quarterback.
No.
Everyone's going to pick Pat Mahomes, right? I mean, is that by default?
7 interceptions. Yep. Great drop, Pat.
And he's going to own part of your franchise,
and
too.
Jackson Mahomes is at the ownership box every game. You really want to deal with that? he's definitely in the owner box. So.
Oh, no. 100%.
So, no.
Because doesn't Pat Mahomes' contract have something to do with, like, revenue sharing or something like that?
It doesn't have. I don't know if that's. It might have to do with revenue sharing.
Something. It has something crazy.
I might have to go to Google.
That might be the only way they can pay $500 million off the bat.
Yeah, look that up, Ray, because I know he's a part owner of the Royals.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't he? He's always, shout out to him. He doubles down on it. He like wears his like baby blue Royals uni like impressors and everything too. So
yeah, dude, Royals. Their practice facility is right there, right beside the football facility. Well, it's crazy.
Their field is there.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
That's their field. That's Kauffman Stadium. Okay, yeah, that's literally – there's like a – like I think it's a 28-acre lot, that's cool. Then they have the K, and then like five. I think it's 500 feet is the Arrowhead Stadium. The best place. If you could catch it on – because there's nights that it happens where the Royals have a day game, and then you have like a night Chiefs game or vice versa, where the Chiefs have a day game and the Royals have a night game. You can find everyone. That is the best place to go. You talk about like a sports mecca where you just go to a football game first and then you finish off with a baseball game. And the whole time in the parking lot, there's just crowds of people smoking Kansas City barbecue all over the place. And they're just handing it out. They don't care. Like,
yeah, they're nice. Kansas City's full of nice people.
It's a cool town too.
I like it.
It's like Nashville, but just not as
it look. I mean, it looks like you're living in Missouri.
Yeah.
Like the atmosphere of it is bad, but the people make it worth.
It's Nashville of the Midwest.
It's worse.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Alley or whatever what do they call it? The Powerhouse District or something like that. The Power District, whatever they call it. It's supposed to be amazing. Buddy Ty, he always talks about their food up there. Of course, that's all he does. I think is just talks about food. Big food guy. I mean, we all are. We need it to live, but, you know, it is what it is.
Sounds like this guy's just a fatty.
Yeah. So, speaking of that, I put up a tweet last night. So, I made a joke about John Gruden to start, but there is a little bit more John Gruden news that gets in. I kind of want to get people's reactions on it, at least y'all's. Hate the man, or sorry, love the man, hate the sin.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
Derek Carr.
You didn't have an original tweet. Everybody in the replies was already saying
That was original to me. Like, I saw the tweet, and then that's exactly what I thought. But, I mean, I can't help it. Like, just everybody, I just didn't beat everybody to the punch. If I was the first one to do it, you know, then I would have got it, too. But that was an original thought to me.
I thought my tweet I sent to you was a lot better.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that was somebody else's tweet. That was just, you just screenshotted somebody else. So
most of my jokes are original, all right? For whatever reason, they don't go viral.
You've said before your Twitter is an art form.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do we think? I'll start with you, Bruno. What do you think about Derek Carr partially sticking up for his coach?
What do you mean? It's a total cop-out answer.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, he was like, yeah, it's 100%. He was like, you know, yeah, I like the guy. What he did was reprehensible. That's the most basic stance you can take. That's in essence what he said. What if he went up there and he was just like, I believe John Gruden's a great guy. Sucks what happened.
Yeah.
No, but you can't say that, you know?
No. You can't say
but
that.
But who knows? Maybe he doesn't like him and he goes up. But he also, there's a expectation that he can't go up there and just be like, John Gruden was always a POS. And I am not surprised that he said that. You know, you can't just throw people under the bus either.
Well, there's a large group of people out there that actually believe that what Derek Carr said yesterday was he agreed too much with Derek Carr. Or sorry, with like he was too nice to John Gruden. Yeah. Saying that he still loved the man, but he hates the sin. Like, oh, I hate that he did all these bad things, but I still love this person. People would say that he's like excusing his slander and everything.
No, he didn't. He specifically said he didn't agree with like what he said. No, that's ridiculous. If my dad is, think about it this way. Mm-hmm. How many times do we see, like, this is off the extreme too, but how many times do we see like a killer, like a famous killing or something, like the family most of the time stands behind their, because that's their son or that's their brother, right? Like, it's hard to just,
well, look at Brian Laundry right now, right? Like, yeah. His dad is out mowing his front yard and people are sitting there saying, how can you mow your yard knowing Gabby Petito
is
strangled?
What else is he supposed to do? Yeah. You know, so it's one of those things where like if Coach Mason came out and if whatever he said was like a public thing and it got mad, I would be like, Coach Mason was a great mentor to me. And I wouldn't budge. Like, no, you can't say that. No, it was, you know, it made me, I think he was an extremely positive impact on my life and I wouldn't back down from it. Mm. It was those people are the people that, you know, have issues. The people making jokes, great work. That's what it's about. The people who are actually seriously like, drunk,
what else can you take from him? You know.
Yeah, I know. No, yeah, you take, you know, like this. That football is what that guy loved, and he took it away. Like, he's, trust me, I guarantee he's in down bad right now. He's in a bad place. You know.
Yeah. Nothing worse than anybody else can drag him to.
Yeah, I imagine.
What about you? What do you think about
that? So I definitely believe it was like a safety route to get out of this whole situation. But I'm pretty sure that his views on Jon Gruden are different than what he is proclaiming to be.
What are you insinuating?
Like, in terms of like. I mean, if you think you've seen a coach and say certain things, what have you, you know, for anyone, they'd be like, well, hold on. Like, you know, your view of this person might change, right? I mean, most
100% too.
You know, so, but he's basically
probably
trying,
how it was for Carl Nassib. Yeah. Probably hit him like a brick wall.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that came out that Carl was taking the, like, I don't know, I saw a couple days off or something. He's not
going to be
off.
Silly.
He's already back at practice.
Yeah, he's already back. Okay. Yeah. Well, he took a day off to, you know, whatever it is, I guess, gather his thoughts. But I don't know. I thought I was kind of on the other side of it. I think more like what Bruno's saying, I'm more in the idea of he probably is. I think he actually does like Gruden. Like, watching his whole interview, obviously that one clip that came out is like, I love the man, hate the sin, you know. But he goes on to talk about how, you know, it was wrong that he said all these things came out, you know. But I think him and Gruden actually have a really good relationship. I really do, because look at Derek Carr. I mean, he is just play-wise, right? Like, there's a lot of reason to move on from Derek Carr. But Gruden never did it. So, I don't know. I thought the public discourse about it was very strange, that they were just, you know. I'm looking on Twitter too.
This whole situation is strange because it's not about any of these people. The investigation was never about any of these people so far. It's not about Scheffner. Yeah. It's not about Gruden. It's about the Washington football team and how big of a travesty that place is. And now they're like, you know, I think they see the writing on the wall. So they're just, the Washington football team's like, all right, now we're going to try and Sean Taylor. Everybody.
The dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah. Like 3 days notice? Oh, yeah. There you go. 3 days notice.
Yeah. he's been dead since how long now?
Since 2007.
Yeah. And they're bringing him back to life now just to use him.
Their defense is going to be, how dare you accuse us of that?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
Do you think they called his family and they were like, get like 2 weeks prior? What happens when these things, like big enshrinements or things like that,
mm-hmm.
the families know within like 2 to 3 like months mm-hmm. out at the least. And then sometimes for as big as this, they might sign an NDA. Guess whose mom just got into like Jersey retired. It's normal practice. This is what they tell the families, and they're like, clear your calendars. You got to be here. I want to see what his family says. Like, was this months in advance, or is this just, you know, like, hey, we're doing this now. Ha.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's weird. And Ray, I'm going to let you talk about it too. Cause sure. you're a Washington fan. So you've gone through this. But I mean, the Titans kind of were in the same boat, not in the same boat in the sense that they had some like allegation, mm-hmm. but recently with Floyd Reese passing away, there was a lot of talk about, you know, Floyd Reese, and I mean, inside the media, I heard it from a lot of different sources about what he was going on behind the scenes, right? And then the Titans were like, all right, let's throw it up there real quick. Let's put him on the Ring of Honor. And it's like, why do you wait till the worst time to try to put people's name and enshrine them in just the worst moments. And that's just, I mean, it was like Washington football team and Dan Snyder were just holding on to this. Like, all right, this is our get out of jail free card. Yep. And here it is. Now we got to play it. Ah, mm-hmm. You know, so. But as a Washington fan, Ray, and you are the resident Washington football team fan, what do you, I mean, how does it feel for you? Because I know you probably have a lot of thoughts on this.
Well, Sean Taylor's beloved by the Washington fan.
Of course.
I mean, he was loved, I mean, outside of the Washington fan base. I mean, he was a great player, was basically the identity of that team for the many years that when Washington was trying to regain that success.
Yeah.
All this is a deflection. That's all it is. And it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I know that Washington, I've been reading, I know people that's up in Washington, media-wise, they're, like, just pissed about this going down. It's just amazing about the timing. It's stupid. You're going to go ahead and, like, and I hate to say it, but you're almost trying to pimp out this guy out of, like, the grave just to kind of see the face.
That is what it is.
What I mean?
Right?
It just sucks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just, each day I get less and less, like, become less and less a fan of a Washington team. I really am. Because Daniel Snyder... I mean, he's just...
We could all come together and have a teamed-up fandom one of these days. Just relinquish all of our...
I'm with it.
All of our pasts. Like, create new... We could have new names, too.
Yep.
What? You know, like, Ray's on this real thing. He's, like, really upset, and he's saying this real issue, and then I don't even know what the hell Bruno just said.
The fandom...
I said we just get a new life, you know?
Yeah. All right, man. Yeah. I think you just made a new promo is what it was. All right, we need to run to our first break, but we're not done talking about these stuff because I got some more questions about it. I just kind of wonder with this email, like, are we done yet? Like, is any of this done? I want to know. Give us a call in 615-844-5600. That's the FM Bank phone line. Go ahead and jump in now. Lines available back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Afternoon, it seems like it's taking forever to clean up this minor wreck here on 40 westbound, just past Fessler's. Yes, it's heavy eastbound. No surprise, really, there. Headed out towards Wilson County through Mount Julia right now. Belinda Parkway is pretty busy right there at the interstate. It's also building 65, making your way down through Brentwood, Franklin. Over in Belmont, there's been a crash at the intersection of Wedgwood at Beach Avenue that has it completely blocked. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out online at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmithing Company.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. We always want you to get involved. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. If you want to get in any question you have, whether it's Titans, maybe it's Preds, maybe it's all about John Gruden, whatever. Whatever you want to talk about. You could, I mean, even if it's New World, I think Bruno would love if we just had a two-hour show of just only talking about New World.
He'll love you more than ordering pizza.
I could do a two-hour show about New World. Great game.
Great game.
I'm being forced to play on my laptop right now. But luckily enough, when you break it up,
why don't you just go spend $14,000 on a graphics card?
Well, they have three-year warranties on them, and video cards do.
Really?
So, yeah.
Is that what you have?
Yeah. So I just have to wait. Like it's like back when Red Ring of Death on the Xbox.
Yeah.
Annoying process. Going to take like 3 weeks to a month, but they'll send me a new one. So
you could be like me and go on YouTube and just learn how to fix it. And it always
you're not fixing my card.
It's always the GPU and the CPU need thermal paste. It was just a pain to remember where the screws went.
Yeah.
No, I could still do it. To this day.
I already tried thermal paste on my GPU. It's not the problem.
Well, RIP that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys this, because I feel like my boy's about to get into computer gaming. What's the average price? What's a good price to pay for a computer gaming system?
Hey, Ray, I'm going to be honest with you. Huh? You can get deals on pre-builds right now, and I think you can find a good one like around Christmas, Halloween, back to school, spring, like spring break, they have some sales, and I'll help you out with it. You can get some decent pre-builds for like the lowest you're going to get for a good rig is like probably $800.
$800? Yeah, I was hearing like $1,300 to $1,500. Yes. So if it's $800,
They would originally cost. But if you wait for these deals, you save a ton of money. My computer I bought in college was a $1,500 one I got for $900. Okay. So it's a lot of money to do that stuff.
I'll tell you what, Ray. What you do is just don't let him get into gaming.
Too late.
Deter him.
Too late. He's already into it.
Gaming is going to be such a interesting thing to watch, because it's a part of all of our lives now,
right?
Like, we're all game.
Right. Well, even in the sport community, right? Well, esports is huge.
Back 25 years ago, it was like, oh, if you game, you know, you're dork nerd. Now it's heck, Kyler Murray's out here like, bro, I want to get on with all the FaZe guys.
Yeah, he's on with FaZe. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, you know, or whatever. You know it's what like I'm Nick saying? Merckx and.
But there's this weird subculture that I've been really worried about. I actually like talking about this. I'm a
opposed
victim
to everything else that we talk about on the show.
We need Bobby here too.
I'm a victim of it. It's like this weird, and my dad can call me and tell you, it's like this weird like man-child culture I feel like I'm a part of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where like on my days off, like when I have a true day off, like nothing, you know what I'm doing? I go outside one time to grab like enough food for the day, and I sit on my computer and I play New World all day.
Yeah.
And I just feel terrible about it at the end of it. But I'm like, but I'm also like, that was a ton of fun.
So you don't get like headaches or anything by playing all day at all?
Well, first, you're talking to a guy who I would, in summer football, my senior year of high school, I would play Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls until 4 in the morning, go to 6 a.m. workouts, condition, come back, and do it again and sleep like 2 hours. So at this point, it's all dead to me.
Mm. Well, I don't know. I am slowly waning from video games.
You're moving away from them?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's not even like a choice thing. It's just, I don't know. I feel like I don't have time to play them. It's always like at night or anything. And I still, like when I do it, I enjoy it. But it's just,
I don't play them as much as I used to, but I still play them a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy, though, to watch the money. Because people probably listen to this right now and are like, why the hell are they talking video games? But
too much money in it.
There's so much money in the competitive side. Like, we've had like Bobby on before, and this show, not in this time slot, but at this show, we had a competitive Call of Duty player on who, you know, was making $800,000 a year with the team that he's playing with, and you know, we're talking like a billion-dollar industry with these video games, and it's insane. I mean, look, Rocket League a few years ago, getting into the X Games, like being an actual sport. There's rec leagues all around. Probably Nashville has it, but I know up in
scholarships too now.
You can get scholarships and play these things. Like, go to your local Walmart. They have a arcade, like they have a game set up inside of like all Walmarts now, and they have competitions. They have like actual leagues inside of them. Just like it's in Walmart, right? Like, is there anything bigger than Walmart in the world? I don't know, but that's they're doing it there. It's so big. I'm telling you, there's a future here in Nashville too. I think at some point it's going to happen where, you know, Dallas, they have competitive teams. You have video game wise, you have Dallas, you have Toronto, you have all these big cities. Nashville's eventually going to get a competitive gaming team on a actual professional level video game, whatever it is. If not, there's already one that I don't know about. But
no, there's not a major one right now.
Yeah.
But it'll come.
But it's going to happen.
Venture capitals are getting into it, and they're just trying to get ownership of a team, and hopefully it sticks.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. It's like, what's a safer bet? Like right now, I saw you tweet out USFL earlier today.
They're dropping 150 mil. Fox is dropping 150 mil on this. They've already put it aside. Like, I don't know if you know how it works with accounts, but when you move that, moving 150 mil is no joke.
Yeah.
Like, it takes time. It takes a lot of effort because it comes from a bunch of different accounts. You have to liquidate assets. I remember when I tweeted, how do you even make $1 billion transaction? I researched it. So
for when you inevitably need to do it.
150 million is on the side for the XFL. Yeah, or not the XFL, USFL. And what's a better investment, doing it for the USFL for something that has never worked? Or if you look at 100 Thieves,
yes, the game that's exactly what I was going to ask.
They have that one intern that's gotten them over like a billion like Twitter followers, you know. That's all eyes you can sell at, like, it's absurd.
Yeah.
Absurd.
And it's just crazy. People are still going down that road, but I don't know.
And everyone is gaming, except for you that's listening, probably, because you're not our demographic.
I mean, you know, there might be some truth in there. I don't know. Even older people are gaming, though.
Yeah, they are.
You know, even like
Jeff Cullen. Tell me what games you're playing, Jeff. Yeah.
Jake, our voice guy, one of the voice guys that you hear, Jake Wild, as it goes by. He loves. He always is coming up to me talking about video games he's playing. I don't know how old he is, but I know he's got to be at least in the high 50s. Just guessing the station. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly, but I mean, he's a big, like, he's telling me about his computer and like all his crazy graphic cards and all this kind of stuff he's got in it, and like going into it, and he's playing
I wonder if he has a 3000 series NVIDIA card. That'd be crazy.
I have no
idea.
It'd
be crazy. Don't play New World.
I doubt it. Why not play New World with a 3000?
It's
burning him out. Yeah.
New World for some odd reason is like bricking 3,000 series NVIDIA cards, which are worth over $2,000 each.
So much money, man. So much money for this. And then the whole world of like gaming turns into like, you get into like Bitcoin and Ethereum and all that because they're using the same things.
You go down a rabbit hole. And that's what I'm telling you. Like, there's a bunch of people who think they're out there investing right now, but it's this subculture of grown man child where it's like, you're investing in the most volatile asset. And if you're not investing in Cardano, Ethereum, or Bitcoin, you're playing with fire.
Yeah.
You're playing with literal fire.
Yeah. There's very few things that I watch of David Portnoy that I'm like, oh, this is hilarious, or I like, or I'm intrigued in it. But he put up something. Of course, David Portnoy's Barstool. He put up some guy. He's doing like his pizza review, his one bite thing, and all that. Mm. And some guy's walking up, pitching him a crypto. And literally, Portnoy's like, you know how many guys I get every day coming up to me trying to buy some stupid crypto? And then he goes in, and like everything the guy's saying, he's like, yeah, I've heard that a million times. And then he just keeps looking back at the camera. He's like, I hear that every time. This guy's like, no, but this one's different. He's like, oh, I know. It's like kind of really at the end of the day, it's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah. Yeah. Those small. That's why I told you Bitcoin, Cardano,
it's
Ethereum.
Just,
those,
it's Amway.
Those are going up basically. Those are going up altogether. Those are like your safest ones. But even then, like there's like underlying risk. That's the rabbit hole gaming will lead your kids down to. And
yes,
now,
this is where you need to pay attention.
Your kids just become homeless and they have to live in their businesses. And you just don't want that for your child. All right.
But a good investment is picking whoever we are picking for the Stanley Cup playoffs and who's going to win it in the Stanley Cup this year for the NHL. That's what I'm transitioning in. Talk about segues. So right now on the FanDuel app, the betting favorite, do y'all know who the betting favorite is right now for Stanley Cup?
I do.
You do? Okay, don't say it yet then. I want Bruno to suffer.
I have no
clue. No shot. So who is
it's
it?
It's the Las Vegas Knights, dude.
Close.
Top three.
Yeah. Dang close.
Would it be Colorado? Yeah.
It is the Avalanche, the Colorado Avalanche, sitting at +500 right now for a future to win the Stanley Cup outright. Outright betting on FanDuel right now. It goes Colorado Avalanche at plus 500, Tampa Bay Lightning plus 650, Vegas Golden Knights a plus 700, Toronto Maple Leafs a plus 1100, and Bruins to be top five, Boston Bruins at plus 1400. Your own, just because we're here, and your own Nashville Predators are sitting down near the very low end at a plus 8,500. If you're wanting to.
Not happening.
I mean, if you want to dig those.
Unless they have like a 2019 blue style season where the Preds almost had that style season too. Those back to back years where the last seed came back and won. The Blues actually won, Predators lost at the end.
Yeah. So funny. Yeah. And Seattle Kraken, for anybody who's like me, that's really interested
interested in them. Yeah.
Plus 4,800 to go in. So they have better odds than the Preds.
Where are my caps at?
Your Capitals are sitting pretty much in the middle, 2,800 right now.
Where are the Blues?
They've fallen. Wow.
Good Lord. Plus 4,100. Any more suggestions?
How about you do what I say? Dance, monkey, dance. Start dancing right now.
So who is, Ray, I'll start with you. Who is your favorite this year to win the Stanley Cup? Because, you know, we do this with the Super Bowl. We have our picks for the Super Bowl. They're on record that we're still waiting for it. Chiefs, figure it out. But now we're going to do it for – I just figure we're going to do it for every sport league. Every new sport league, we're going to put it out there, and we're going to all put money on it.
I really like the Maple Leafs.
You know, Toronto?
I do like Toronto. It's just I feel like at times they just – when it gets to playoff time, they just falter.
Falter.
They really falter, so.
Plus 1,100 right now. Yeah. So what's that? If you bet $100, you get a
1,100.
Yeah.
I like Tampa Bay.
I don't know why I had so much trouble with that math. I had trouble today with math. I had to ask my Alexa to do some addition for me earlier. But
I like Tampa Bay, Stamkos and company. I mean, they won it last year, but I don't want to go with the winner. I don't want to go with the perennial favorite because whenever they're always a top seed, they always get bounced out early.
Yeah.
So I'm going Bruins.
Bruins. Bruno, do you want me to go first, or are you still deciding over there?
Oh, I already have my team. I just don't have a real reason.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, who is it then?
It's going to be Vegas, baby.
That's actually who I'm taking, too.
Let's go.
They've been consistently good, and I think they're in that – kind of what you're saying. You don't want to take, like, the favorite because it just feels like – and they're
they
third.
Never go far.
Yeah.
Whenever the number one seed.
Yeah,
back,
they never do.
Back when I was with a bunch of buddies and first got into gambling, we would all be in the hotel room and I went to Office Depot and bought boards, and we would have the hot board who was constantly like winning us bets, and the not board Duke was there, Kansas was there, just a ton of terrible teams, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then on the hot board that stayed up there all the time was Las Vegas. So I was like, yo, let's ride.
Did they win the other night when they played Seattle?
Yeah, they won. Come back? It was 4-5-4, I think.
Because
is what
that was a fun game.
No, 4-3.
Seattle was up
game.
3-0.
Yeah.
Like they were coming out just on fire.
The only other one that I want to put on there, and just so I can be different than Bruno, that's who I was going to go with was Vegas, but I'm going to change it and I'm going to go over to the Penguins. Okay. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh plus 2,200.
First of all, I love that mascot.
You know, it's good. But it also sucks.
Really?
What if they had a murder violent penguin? Like, because you know, you see those things' teeth? Yeah. It's scary. So why not have that?
Do they have teeth?
The penguins?
Penguins have teeth? I thought they just have beaks. Like, birds don't have teeth.
Look up a penguin's, like, mouth. It's scary.
I know. Is it ducks that have, like, really weird, like, backwards teeth? I can't remember what it is, but I didn't know penguins had ducks.
Look at that, dude. It's like a horror movie.
Did you know penguins?
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. That's really scary. What's up with their teeth? It looks like it.
It has like teeth going back into
the camera.
Throat.
Can
yeah,
see
there
it.
You go. See, that's horrifying.
I don't know if the camera can see that, but that is penguin teeth right there.
You can see it on camera. You can actually see it.
Yeah, that are very disgusting for anyone watching.
You're moving it the wrong way.
I'm moving it the wrong way, but there you go. That's what penguin teeth look like. We don't have our intern.
Imagine if this was the logo.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie. Penguins, though, let's be honest, they're a food source. Who cares? Stupid animal. They're not going to go far in life.
So you're going to go with the penguins?
I'm going to go with the penguins. I mean, they looked good as well up against, who was it they played the other night? Lightning. It was the Lightning who they played. They end up winning heavily over the Lightning, who is one of the favorites right now to win. They're second place right now to win, and I think they won. They put up 6 goals on them.
Without Sid.
Yeah.
Who's missing, what, the next month or so?
Yeah, and just getting him back is just going to be stronger. Now, obviously, we're very early, and that's just one game, but...
Yep.
You know, they're Bettman's boys up there north, right? Like, that's who it is. Everything seems to always work out for them, you know? So they also always remind me, for some reason, like, just making a comparison, They remind me of like the Giants, of like like of baseball, like San Francisco Giants. I don't know why. Just something about how like the people view a team. I don't know why they just seem like they view.
I kind of want to put money on the Capitals because of Laviolette. Laviolette, is that am I saying his name right?
Mm-hmm. Because Peter
Laviolette. Because he's won. He's taken what two teams to the finals?
Yeah,
1-1 in the who was it,
Panthers?
Carolina? Panthers. Yeah. Every third year, he does something with every team. He did it with how many years until was he with the Predators until they went and made that run? Was it their second or third year?
Third.
This
I
is
think.
His third year with Washington. So,
yeah,
just saying.
Well, Nashville fans don't like you saying that.
I know. Well, yeah, I mean, they don't like the fact that anything I'm watching because of what happened. Who do we have prior to that?
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah, Barry Trotz.
Yeah, so you know, you get it all around. So,
yeah, so this is how it's gonna go, yeah. But. You know, Preds playing tonight. They're going up against the Seattle Kraken, which, you know, once again, Preds season on the outlook of it. I don't think Preds fans are out there, obviously. They kind of it's a rebuild. They're not going to go and just.
Yeah, that's the main discourse with them, the like GMs and the ownership right now.
It's Poile is clearly rebuilding.
They're coming out and they're like, I wouldn't call it a rebuild. And that's just, you know, that's just for the sake of selling the team and selling the tickets this season, but it's a total rebuild.
Yeah.
Or else every outlet out there wouldn't be asking you these questions.
No. And that's also the thing is that they're trying to hide the fact that it's a rebuild, which is stupid. It's just marketing purposes. But, you know, and there's going to be a ton of, you know, there's tons of fan accounts and all that kind of stuff. They're going to go into it this season, trying to jack up every little thing.
Don't expect any Nashville Predators officials on the show.
I mean, we're too, like, we're inside of the meta so much. Like, that's, like, I think our biggest problem with this show.
Yeah.
We understand what's going on too much. If we were stupider and just did, like, the hot take radio, with what we do, like, we would be great, I think. But we just understand that, like, oh, you're just doing this for money, so what do you actually believe? Maybe we should have them on to corner them into that question, you know?
Break the fourth wall.
Yeah, maybe we should do that. But, you know, and there's going to be a lot of fan crowds and all that kind of stuff trying to bolster up the Preds. This year's just not going to be their year. Just not going to be the year. The betting odds are showing that. Vegas is thinking that. There's a lot of different things. And, you know, it's just – this is a – going to be a couple Band-Aids getting put on for the next couple seasons while they're trying to figure everything back out. And I said it at the end of the show yesterday. I think Poile just – Preds and Poile need to separate. They need to move on. They need to move on. Find some fresh blood in there. Poyle's had his reign. He's got all his wins, all that fun stuff. But – Poile, it's been a while that people have been wanting Poile out. For some reason, the Preds just keep holding on to him. So I don't know what's got to happen for that to happen, but I feel like the Preds aren't going to get out of this. I don't want to say funk or anything, but it feels like a funk right now. They're going to be into for a while, and they just need to move on from David Poile. That's just really what it is. It's dump him, move on, bring in somebody else who's going to bring a fresh breath of air into the program. So that's my two cents on with the Preds. But like I said, they're playing the Seattle Kraken tonight. Super on with the Kraken right now, man. Have you seen their uniforms? Ah, dope. Those are the best colors, like, in football. Or, sorry, hockey, football, like, all of them. Baseball, it doesn't matter. I think they have some of the best uniforms right now going.
When are you going with what are you going to get first? Which one? Anaheim, or are you going to get that? Because you were talking about that throwback Anaheim jersey the other
day. Yeah, I got to get the throwback Mighty Ducks Anaheim. That's going
to
happen.
I'm just waiting to see which jersey he's going to walk in one day with the studio. Is it going to be that or the Kraken one?
You think Preds fans will be pissed at me because we're in Nashville if I wore, like, another team's jersey on the show?
No, because
is that bad looks?
That crazy guy you showed me probably will be. That's the only one.
Good.
I don't think so because I think Predator fans like actually like they like the Kraken like jersey. So
dude, it is so cool. I mean, first of all, Kraken, right? Like let's not move past their name. It's this giant mythical water beast, and it's amazing. It's a water god essentially, right? And then we're like, what a Kraken is.
It makes sense because one day Seattle's going to be just underwater. So
from a giant crack with an earthquake.
Literally, that's the funny story about.
Once again, we're in the meta too much. We already know.
We're talking about logos, and it's like here we're going to make our logo about the inevitable death of our city. That's so cool. Hopefully this NHL is around long enough to where it's just like, oh, the Seattle Kraken are finally gone.
Yeah.
They, you know, the prophecy has been foretold.
But, yeah, no, I love everything about how they look. I hope they win the Stanley Cup this year. Just come in first year.
What is it with Seattle? Yeah, the Krakens, the Dragons, they're just like, we're just going to steal.
Water beast.
They look at the XFL, they were literally just like, we're just going to take that.
You know, even like if you think about it, like Seattle Mariners, like that's a cool name too. And they have like the Mariner like compass or whatever that they use, and then Seattle Seahawks. I don't know. That's pretty stupid after a while. Yeah, that one Seattle Supersonics, stupid. Though. That was a dope team name, Supersonics, because of. Do we know why?
No.
It was because of Supersonic Jets back then. That's why they were named off of it, after them. Because they were the jets that could take like 3 hours to fly to, you know, from Seattle to Asia or to, you know, New York to London, whatever.
3 hours is still a long time.
Crossing the Pacific and Atlantic, 3 hours, not good enough for Bruno Reagan.
It's really not. Do better.
Well, we need to invent teleportation, then we would beat that whole crowd. All right, we need to go and run to our next break, but remember, you can always call in 615-844-5600. That's the FNM Bank phone line. Let us know, who are your Stanley Cup picks? I want to know. Sell us right now. Go ahead and put them inside of the comment section, or you can call in again, 615-844-5600.
Good afternoon. We see heavy traffic on the South Loop, the West Loop. It's picking up quite a bit now in the last few minutes on 24 out towards the Jolton area. Watch your speed all the way out into Montgomery County and the Clarksville. We do see it heavy over in Brentwood area right now on 65, especially going southbound down in the Spring Hill through Williamson County. Watch your speed. Lots of radar down that area earlier. 440 westbound at Granny White Pike, that overpass. They were working that crash just a couple of minutes ago. Oktoberfest and Ober Gatlinburg going on now through the end of the month. You still got time. Check it out at OberGatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, this is George Plaster. As some of you know, I've set up the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. Those are two charities that I am really excited about. Here's the way you can get involved. Simply go to Celebrity Bowling Night at gmail.com. Again, Celebrity Bowling Night at gmail.com. There will be a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. You select which shift you want to be in. Each foursome will play two games, and each foursome will be paired with two different sports celebrities. Cost is $200 per person or $800 for a foursome. I'm not promising great bowling, but what I am promising is a fun event you will never forget.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet. And once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Oh, it's officially that time of the season. Bruno actually gets scared of this stuff, by the way. Did you know that? Bruno is not a fan of Halloween spooky stuff.
I like it. It is scary. both things can be true.
Yeah. Well, the new movie, Halloween, of course, that's Michael Myers Halloween. That new one's coming out, Halloween Kills. I believe it drops tonight. I say drop, stupid. Comes out tonight, and then it's going to be out like for the weekend. I'm a little upset at my beautiful wife, Maggie. And the only reason why is just because I got to wait till Sunday to see this because she's going out of town. So I have to like wait till she comes back because she also wants to see it because I've crafted her as like a horror movie fan.
So let me ask you guys this: rank who do you think owns Halloween? Like the night? Like I'm talking about from Jason, Freddy Krueger.
Are you talking about Michael like Myers? Best movie franchises? Basically,
no. I'm talking about
who wins in a fight.
Who's your guy? Anybody?
Wait, hold on. I'm confused. What's the question?
Like, who owns Halloween? Like, when you think of Halloween,
do you think owns it?
Like,
yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, like Zach's just being a boomer.
Yeah.
No, but you're saying who wins in a fight?
No.
That's part of the.
Like, when you think of Halloween, who's the first one come to mind? Oh, like that's Michael Myers, or no, that's Jason, or no, that's Freddy Krueger.
To me, I mean, Michael Myers is probably the biggest one. It's not fair that the movie is called Halloween, also, but like what it did for the slasher genre, and then how you see people out there, also like. I love being Michael Myers for Halloween. It is a real passion of mine to go and scare the bejesus out of kids on Halloween. My parents' neighborhood is like it's really big for Halloween trick or treaters. Really close houses.
And, yeah,
you know a lot of people go through there. It's like a King's Bar kind of neighborhood, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? They're not handing out minis.
did you have the costume?
Yeah, so I have a full on. Yeah, I have a full like. Full mask, everything. I've got a knife too. I even had one knife that had a part of a metal on it. So when people were like, "Oh, that's a fake knife," I would take it and like hit it against the ground, and sparks would come up. But it was like a certain spot of it that wasn't actually sharp though. But you know, just like throw people off. But I love it. I love it. Like people, and you know, people don't even know it's me or anything. But if you are wanting your kid to come get scared, hey, ride up to Hendersonville and come talk to us because we'll trust me. This year, what I'm planning to do is gonna just absolutely terrify kids. I'm so excited for it. Spoiler alert, I'm going to bring a chainsaw out and just chase people up and down the streets.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so who do you think is the ultimate Halloween?
The problem is I've never seen any of those movies. Like,
just characters. Like, you've got Chucky.
I hate you,
got,
you, Bruno. See
a movie. I try to help you,
Bruno. Watch one movie.
I've seen Hocus Pocus.
Okay, well, I mean, it's a start, I guess.
I try to help Bruno out there. I try, like, it's all right, because I know it's coming.
Oh, my gosh, man. When was the last time you saw Hocus Pocus 2, by the way?
2 years ago?
That's kind of recent. My wife and I, like, we like go through like a list of movies now when it gets this. And Hocus Pocus was like always leads it off. That's the first one that we watch when October hits.
Does your wife want to watch that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
She loves Hocus Pocus. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
You feel like women don't like Hocus Pocus?
No, they love it.
Yeah, they absolutely love it.
They love it.
Yeah.
Funny movie, but it looks
I don't
like
know anybody
kids.
Who does it. Well, it's a Disney movie.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Well, people die in it, so old school Disney. Racist.
Yeah, I was about to say, you want to go back? You want to look at some of the things Disney movies used to do?
True.
Right? Yeah. It's pretty scary. Yeah. Like in a real life sense, not just that. The whole white glove thing on Mickey, like there's so many things you can get into. It's not a good look. Actually, if you've ever watched like Disney Plus, if you go on their Disney Plus app and everything, go watch movies. If you go to watch old ones, they have like a warning screen on the top of it. It's like,
this is old time. We're racist. We were sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's what it says. But yeah, who do you think's the Ray?
Michael Myers by default is always like, was terrified of him. Chucky never really cared for him. Freddy Krueger always thought he was funny. Like, he just like, he never.
Gross. Freddy Krueger, Dream Child sucked. That's probably one of the worst horror movies ever.
Didn't you think of like the clown from It? Like that,
Pennywise.
Like, yeah, Pennywise. Like that was always one that was there for me as well. Then Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like I would go back
leather
and forth.
Face.
Yeah, old Leatherface.
Jason, just whatever.
Friday the 13th
Michael was just
dumb.
Michael was just cutthroat. Like he just like stared at you and like, oh, he's
done.
Sorry,
it just popped up. Also, Jigsaw is like
Jigsaw
an
Saw.
Yeah. It's not really a Halloween thing, but it's a
horror movie, so it fits. That whole like, I don't know. I don't get off on that whole. You know,
on the tricycle, like,
well, it's just so bloody, like the Saw movies, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's definitely shock factor kind of thing.
Same thing with like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, it just gets so gory sometimes that it's not even like I'm scared of it, I'm just grossed out. That's the same thing with Freddy Krueger and like Nightmare on Elm Street, is that there's just like when he opens up his jacket or whatever, and or his sweater, and he shows like all the souls are in him, they're like moving around, it's all practical effects. I'm just like, ugh, I'm gonna lose my lunch watching this, so. I don't know. They may mess up. Michael Myers was probably the first one that I ever got scared at. Well, I take that back. Scream, which also has a new movie coming out too, by the way. They're just calling it Scream, but it's like Scream 5 or whatever. But yeah, no. Halloween, I mean, what it did with the slasher genre and just everything, like the history of it, that score with John Williams, man, that's my jam.
Like, you can never get tired of watching Halloween, even when they're stupid.
What's your favorite one? Do you have a favorite one?
The original, the first one.
The first one's your favorite?
Yeah. I didn't like the one with, like, Busta Rhymes. Did you see that one?
Well, yeah, Michael Myers Revenge. I like that one a lot.
Oh, my God. Busta Rhymes trying to fight Michael Myers? Like, come on.
Dude, Busta he's
like,
Rhymes?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, you haven't seen that one? They do, like, a webcast live.
No.
I hate you, Bruno. I unabashedly hate you.
He moody.
You know how people get on air and they have, like, bits where, like, oh, man, do they like each other or not? No, I hate Bruno. All right, we need to go and run to our last break. Jump in, 615-844-5600. That's the Evan & Bank phone line.
Good afternoon. Watching traffic really increase here on 24 across the Sullivan Evans Bridge here coming past Shelby. All that traffic now building pretty good out towards Wilson County on I-40 eastbound coming through Mount Juliet. And there's a crash 6300 block of Charlotte Pike on the west side that just happened a few minutes ago. That one may have some minor injuries in Oak Hill there in South Nashville, 4800 block of Franklin Pike. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. You can log on gatlinburgwinecellar.com and find out all the details. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The final lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
Well, it looks like Kyle Busch's crew chief is going to be playing the home version of Texas Motor Speedway this weekend. He was suspended after two lug nuts were found loose after the race back at the Charlotte Roval on the 18 car of Kyle Busch. Other crew chiefs had some infractions as well, but not so severe. So look out for Kyle Busch to be one man down, so to speak. At least the guy atop the box. All right, since there's no qualifying this weekend, as per usual, at least most of the time this year, we have the starting lineup for Texas Motor Speedway as deemed by the NASCAR people. 10-1, here we go. Chris Buescher, Tyler Reddick, Martin Truex Jr., Brad Keselowski, Chase Elliott, number 6. Then you got Joey Logano, 5, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, 2, and Kyle Larson is going to start with nobody in front of him except the pace car. Ryan Blaney is on talking about the next-gen race car testing that went down this week at the Charlotte Roval.
Been nice to have long, long days today and yesterday of working through things. Not only the drivers learning the car, but the crew also working on it. I mean, it's a massive change from what they know as well. So it's given them a lot of practice too. Trying to make changes, rapidly. And just figuring out how to kind of perfect everything. So it's been really good. It's nice the weather's held up good and been able to make a ton of laps. So that's nice.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GPS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GPS. 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GPS.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Welcome back. The afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Remember, you can always join the show, 615-844-5600. 5600. That's the FNM Bank phone line if you want to listen in to any or ask any questions. I mean, you can listen in through the phone line too if you wanted to, if that's how you want to do things. But first hour pretty much wrapped up. We got a whole second hour that's going to be coming up. When we get into that second hour, we're getting over to our NFL Week 6 picks. Also, we'll reveal which, if you follow me on Twitter at ZachariahW, no free shout outs. You can.
Whatever, man.
That's a free shout out. We can give
well,
that
it's
one.
Yourself. It's your show. You shout.
It's, hey, shout out our show.
Shout
Bruno.
Out Reagan Martial Arts. Shout out.
No,
shout
don't out, you dare do that.
Shout out my
no cross promotion.
2015 GMC Terrain. Shout out. Shout out Mac Reagan. Guy somewhere out there.
He's listening. Laughs on his way home every single afternoon. That's what he put on Twitter. I saw him put that on Twitter.
That's funny.
But we're going to get into those week 6 picks. So also, like I said, follow my Twitter. You can see already where the rankings are right now, but we'll talk about that on the other end as well. Go ahead and pick up the phone line, though. 615-844-5600. That's the FNM Bank phone line. Second hour coming up. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Derek Dennis. An FDA advisory panel unanimously recommended the FDA authorize Moderna's COVID vaccine booster shot for Americans 65 and up and for high-risk groups. The panel meets again tomorrow to review Johnson & Johnson's COVID booster vaccine. The State Department says it's not working to resume flights out of Afghanistan.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price denying a published report that the U.S. wants to bring back U.S. government evacuation flights to Afghanistan. Instead, he says,
charter flights have been routine.
Price says nearly 130 American citizens and more than 100 lawful permanent residents have evacuated since the U.S. left at the end of August. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The State Department says it's still not satisfied the Taliban is doing enough to get eligible people out of their country. 293,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, the lowest since the pandemic began. This is ABC News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Well, I started my own restaurant because I love to cook. But that also means a lot of greasy pots and pans. And we can't waste time with endless sink changeovers. So we upgraded to Dawn Professional Pot and Pan.
Dawn Professional cleans 58% more pots and pans per sink than the leading competitor.
Less dish soap, fewer changeovers, and more time doing what we love.
Dawn Professional. It's clean. Upgraded. From P&G Professional.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soult.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soult.com/radio.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it again. His third road course win of the season, seventh overall. Up next is the Bad Fast Texas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Check out The Final Lap podcast every single day of the week. Every single weekday right here.
Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch, second hour here on Nashville Sports Radio. Wherever you're listening, we appreciate it. Remember, if you're listening in your car, maybe you're on your way home and you're like, I like to listen the first 20 minutes, but then I end up getting home and I'm not able to listen anymore. You know, it's really easy. All you got to do, you can download the WNSR app, whichever phone device you have, you can download there. Or my favorite is ask your personal assistant, your smart speakers, whatever you have, you know, your Alexas, your OK, or your Google assistants, or your Siri, whatever it is, and you can just say, play WNSR, and they will play us. And you can listen to us inside your house. You'll have Bruno Reagan inside your house.
Only for so long. Just wait until the USFL sends me $1 billion. I'm out of here. Kicking the dirt to these fools. It's funny. I was talking to Adam about it, because the news came out when me and Adam were talking about the $150 million. I just thought it was funny. He was like, dude, if they offer you a lot of money, you know, just come back. I was like, huh?
We talked about it on the show before where it's like, you're your own person. You're going to make your own decision, whatever. And you're going to do that regardless. But if it's the outside looking in me, I'm like, dude, leave. Go play a sport for cash. And then we'll come back and we'll just keep doing this whole thing.
The spring league is what they don't tell you. It's just like they pay for your housing. They pay for everything. You're like a child just getting bussed around everywhere. Life is so easy when you do it. It's the physical part that sucks. But
You made a little cash, though, with the XFL. You
made a lot of cash. Yeah. Enough to keep a business open during COVID that was purely based off close personal contact. Yeah.
And that was only half the season, too, right? Like, did you continue to get?
I got checks for a while, and then eventually they stopped them.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't the full like what you were gonna end up getting.
But it was most of it.
Yeah, yeah. USFL, man, like you said earlier, Fox putting all that money into them. They're
$150 million.
That's
a lot of money.
Not chump change.
No, it's not.
And it's Fox doing it, so I'm assuming they're gonna be on Fox.
They already have the TV. No, they're gonna be on a bunch of different things: FS1, Fox.
What was XFL on?
I was also on everything. It was on ESPN and Fox, too.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. So they just took it everywhere.
It was splitting with ESPN and Fox, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Man, the XFL. It was so good.
It was something special about it. My biggest fear is whatever the USFL is going to do is, like, not recreate that magic that I felt. It really felt like I was, like, I was main character in a movie. It was awesome looking back on it.
They're going to do what the AAF did, which was just be the NFL and that's it. Like, try to be the NFL just in springtime. And that I do not think actually works.
I mean, dude, the XFL had such brilliant marketing. I mean, what do you think when you think of DC? Do you even remember?
Defenders.
Yeah, but their name. But what was their audience doing every time they played?
Oh, the cup thing.
Beer snakes.
Yeah.
Every single time. St. Louis was sellout arenas. That's what they were known for. They were legitimately insane people.
They're crazy. Yeah. Jonesing for football.
Yeah. Seattle was the same way, too. Seattle, for some reason,
that was my team, Seattle Dragons.
Seattle also had like 50,000 people at their stadium just going crazy. So, I mean, each team had just something brilliant with it. And I don't know if you can recreate that. It's going to be tough.
Yeah. That's what we talked about before.
But when you have Fox behind you also, it might not be that hard at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to force originality, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the idea you're talking about. Originality has to come to you. It can't be something that you just create and say, you know what, this is original content, I'm going to do it. That's not how it works. But I don't know. I don't know what the USFL. I like it to work because, I mean.
Well, they expect to play in March, and it is almost November.
Yeah.
Which we were for the XFL, we went to camp in December. First week of December, we shipped off. So
Yeah, and you know, when did the season start for XFL?
First week of February?
First, yeah. I don't know, man. They're going to figure it out. But they got a lot of money, so that's good.
Money.
They got the money sitting there waiting.
You can figure it out with anything with money.
Yeah,
who knows? Who knows? Maybe we'll just have a week camp. Maybe they won't even have a camp. Maybe we'll just be like, go out there and just put anything out there.
Do so, something miracle. Just make a miracle happen. Find something. The next Taylor Heineke.
I mean, Chad Kelly tweeted, USFL.
Yeah. Chad Kelly's like, please, I don't want to work at State Farm anymore. All right, let's go to the Evident Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. I know, we just talked about all that, and this guy's coming on. Jeff in the Borough. Jeff, how are you doing?
Bruno and Zach, what's going on? I just want to ask you a Titans question. Why did the Titans re-sign Avery Williams today?
Jeff, are you going to get mad at us for talking about Titans now that you brought it up?
No, I want to ask you, Avery Williams is an ex-Kentucky player. Do you know anything what's going on?
So,
he played at Milan, Tennessee High School.
Yep.
He played in Kentucky. He played for the Jets and Titans. I want to know why they re-signed him. Does he want to keep losing in life? One of the Titans. He wants to keep doing.
Seems like he's winning if he's still playing professional football, getting paid.
If he's winning with the Titans, he's going to lose. He ain't going to get no ring as long as he's with the Titans.
He went to the Steelers for a little bit. Then he went to the practice squad of the Broncos.
He was with the Jets for a while. But yeah,
he was with the Jets as well, like you said. You know, the reason why they brought him in is just depth. I mean,
is that what it is?
Yeah, it's just a depth piece. He knows the defense. He knows what they're running. He's familiar with the area and some of the key people still involved with the team. And I think they just, you know, why not sign a guy who you're going to get pretty cheap and bring him in and know that you're going to have a little bit of depth piece? He's a really good run stopper, but in the passing game, he's not going to be solid, though. That's Avery Williamson's problem, and it was when he was with Titans when he was, you know, quote-unquote prime, whatever you want to call that is. But he's a great run defender, and, you know, the Titans have been getting beat on the ground. You let James Robinson run for 140 yards or something like that on you last week. You want to find a way to stop the run. So that's why they bring in Avery Williamson.
I just wondered why they re-signed him. I already didn't know. I just thought maybe they'd bring him in for another body. I didn't know if they – I mean, he's a veteran. He's played over 10 years in the league, I know.
Successful guy. You got to give it to him.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. He's had a long career. I mean,
you should be happy. He's Kentucky, too. Like you said, he's coming in.
I'm happy. I'm just saying, I just don't know why they brought him in. I just don't know what the deal was. I just didn't know why they signed today. I mean, I just don't understand it. So, I mean, it's up to him. He wants the money. I mean, Bud Dupree got a hurt knee. He can't play. So, you might well bring somebody from Kentucky and play, I reckon. And Dupree can't play, so you might well bring over Avery Williams in. Of course, Bud Dupree, his brother was Billy Joe Dupree, played for the Cowboys. Said, did you know that?
No.
His brother was Billy Joe Dupree, played at the tight end of the Cowboys.
His brother in the 70s? No.
His brother's Billy Joe. No, he's not really.
Yeah.
He played for the Cowboys, Billy Joe Dupree. That's his cousin or brother.
There was like a moment in there. You almost had me with one, by the way.
You need to Google that on Wikipedia. You'll be able to find out. But just ask for your time. What are you, 20 years old? Or what's going on? I don't know.
28.
28.
Well, Dr. Detroit said we were friends for the past 20 years, though, when he called in one time.
He must have went to elementary school with you.
Yeah, he was over at Nanny Berry.
He must have went to elementary school with you when he was 15 years old. He must have been the oldest fifth grader, or oldest third grader there at 15 years old. He must have been the oldest. And he probably had the longest beard of anybody in the third grade. He didn't know what was going on.
Hey, Jeff, who do you have winning the Stanley Cup this year now that hockey's back?
I don't really. I mean, I'd like to see the Predators do something. I think the Predators.
I think Jeff is just a future version of me.
How about the Seattle Kraken? Let's put an expansion franchise.
Yeah, there you go.
How about Seattle and Vegas in the finals? You want to? Let's do that. Can we do that? Is that probably not doable, though?
Might as well do it.
I think the Predators are in rebuild mode next 2 or 3 years. So
we'll see for sure.
Do. But you got to have your COVID vaccine and your COVID test to get in. So we'll have to hang it up. So, but y'all hang in there. Have a good weekend. See you.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, I have a theory. Jeff's just me from the future.
Oh, he for sure is, by the way.
Just calling into the show just to make, like, this is the most Bruno joke I can. Just calls into piss Burton off, calls into every show, just to trash talk him. Yeah, I think it's me.
Oh, man. Oh, it's so funny because it's so dang true. All right, we need to switch gears up here a little bit. We got to get into our Week 6 NFL picks that we always do that. Right now, the standings that we have for him, everything's gotten even. After last week, your boy had a great week. I mean, he just had a great week. 15-1 is what I went last week. I think Ray got 12-4, and then Bruno, I think you also got 12-4. Maybe you got like 11-5, something like that. But let's not bury the lead. Zach went 15-1 last week, which is just, I mean, congratulations to me. I really, I'm on it right now.
Woohoo, mini wave for Zach.
Go ahead, there we go. Go do your mini wave.
No, I'm not giving you one. I'm just going
to do Ray, I understand. You're submitting to it, and you say it's smart. So going on this week, though, as of week five, the standings right now, Bruno is 50-30 so far. Very respectable. We're all very respectable right now. Ray is 52-28, still in first place right now, and I'm 49-31. So we're all just neck and neck right now. We're basically almost to the starting point. I looked at it too. We're 151-80 over or 82 over the whole season so far, which is those are really good.
Those are better than most experts.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously,
some really seriously great picking that we've been doing. Game tonight though, Thursday, you got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh my goodness, it's just gonna be such a good football game tonight.
What flag is that on your shirt?
Flag? It's American flag.
Before the Louisiana Purchase?
Maybe. It's like, why are you making fun of my shirt?
I don't know. It's just
not enough stars and stripes for you?
No.
It's just an American flag. Because I'm a patriot. You're lucky it doesn't have like a skull there that has flags for eyes or whatever. I was driving, saw a truck that had that too, and I was like, oh man, I know who that is. And you just spilt all that water down the side of your face. Oh, that's so funny. I do, because it's hilarious. Bucks Eagles tonight is the Thursday night game. Bruno, who are you going with in this one?
Dude, I hate being the.
You don't want to be the first one?
Because I feel like Jalen Hurts is like just. Dude, this dude is just having crazy numbers right now.
Yeah,
You have to respect the guy. He's going crazy.
Well, that's one of the picks that I got was over
Tom Brady
Carolina.
Primetime put me for the Bucks. Tom Brady primetime, you got to
put You just don't mess up with Tom Brady in primetime.
Yeah.
This game, by the way, over under 52.5. We don't have to get into that, but it's a 6.5-point spread for the Buccaneers. Ray, who you got?
I'm going to go with the man who's undefeated against the Eagles on his last four starts, and that's Tom Brady.
It's got to be Tom Brady because
they did lose in the Super Bowl. I know he lost in the Super Bowl. I don't care. Who cares? This is Bruno would say. Who cares?
Revenge game, right?
Yeah.
Bruno said, who cares?
Who cares?
That's my cop out when I just don't have an argument.
We can get shirts that says that.
Who cares?
After your stretch, who cares?
I'm going to go Tampa Bay as well. I think they're just going to have their way with this team tonight. And you know, it's probably going to be a lot closer than everybody thinks, though. Just as every Thursday night game has been so far. It's just going to be a really last-minute deciding, and somehow Tampa Bay is going to find the win. So I think Philly probably covers their spread, though, by the way. Go ahead and throw that out there. Now we go to London. Hello. Another London game this week. Hello. We drive on the wrong side of the road, and it's okay for us.
Mom, you forgot the trolley.
You got a trolley. A bottle of water. Miami taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. So stupid. Miami taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, sorry, London. We're not exactly sending our best over there. Just the worst two teams.
They're not sending their best. The London Trump's going to pop up. They're not sending their best. The NFL now.
Sleepy Joe, once again, sending some of the worst America has over to London. A lot of supporters. A lot of supporters.
You just have to. I mean, I'm not going to bet Jacksonville. They haven't won a game since that Gardner Minshew.
Since last year's opening season
game. Yeah, just put me on for the Miami.
Yeah, that's a tough one. This is an ugly one. Like, if you get this one wrong, it's whatever. Like, who cares? This is a real who cares about this game.
Man, Meyer was just a better coach. Like, come on.
By the way, this is played in the Hotspur Stadium is where they're playing at. Do they sell out? Do you think they sell out for this game?
No.
I can't think it does. I don't know what the tickets look like over there, but I am going to look at that in their next break and find out if they're even close to sold out on those games. Because, I mean, who is buying? Like, who is like, if I'm in London, I'm like, we get Miami versus Jacksonville, which you got to get used to Jacksonville. That might be your team here soon.
They go there often.
Yeah, well, their owner's from there. So, I mean, like, I think that's the whole reason why I think Jacksonville is eventually going to leave Jaguars are going to leave Jacksonville and then go to London and be the London Jaguars, which kind of fits in anyway for some reason with the name. But But yeah, it's like it sucks. Sorry for y'all that you'll have to see this game. Who you got in this one, Ray?
Miami.
Going Miami as well.
I think what becomes more of a possibility is they just call them like the, like just the Jaguars in London and Jacksonville, or like the cities or whatever. But they just take away Jacksonville from like the official name.
No one saw it, but I actually wrote my name down for Jacksonville and decided to change it last second because I remember Tua was supposed to come back this week. And yeah, so I don't think there's no shot Jacksonville wins. If they do, congrats. It's like this is where they get their first win of the season. And by the way, only win. Enjoy it. Enjoy it for now. Houston taking on the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, boy.
Houston, I mean, somewhat capable in their last game.
Yeah, they won, didn't they? It was close.
No, it was close for a little bit. I think it got blown out at the end of the game. But
what game was this?
Houston's last game last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they play the Patriots?
Yes, it was a Patriots.
Yeah, they did keep it close for a little while.
And they were close beating for a while. The Patriots.
Yeah, they were beating them. It was like, I think it was almost like 22-6 or something like that at one
cool
point.
Cool story. Yeah, put me down for the Colts.
Whoa, you're picking the Colts.
Yeah, I think they.
Bruno's curse not living this week?
No. Not against the Texans.
I mean, they are so cursed, though.
They're so cursed.
I mean, look how they kicked their field goals. That last game against the Ravens.
Just tweet us, they're so cursed, misses the kick.
Yeah, no, the best was you said they're so cursed, and then you said, wait. And then, oh, yeah, and I think you deleted the wait.
No, it's still
so,
up.
Okay. Good. Proud man.
Bozos.
Ray, who do you got?
I've got the Colts as well.
You're in the Colts as well? This first three have been boring so far. Green Bay taking on the Chicago Bears. This is in Chicago. Who do you got on this one, Bruno?
Packs.
You're keeping with Packs?
Top NFC team. Yep. Not on the same. They're on a different tier than the Bears. Bears are good. They're not a bad team, but they're not on the same tier with the Packers right now.
Yeah. Did you see, was it Darnell Mooney who had the quote? That somebody's asked said, what do you think about Green Bay Chicago rivalry? And he said, first off, it's Chicago Green Bay rivalry. Like ultimate Sigma male. Just, you know, our name goes first. So stupid.
What dweeb.
He never cared about it before he got signed to that team. This is fake. It's all fake. Ray, who do you got in it?
Green Bay.
You're going Green Bay as well.
I love it. We're only on air.
I was going to go for like another minute, but then I was like, all right.
He's humming to the mic.
Green Bay, yeah, I think you just got to keep pulling for the favorite right now, and that's what we're doing. I will say a nice, tasty little four-way parlay is just what we listed off. Like Green Bay, Indianapolis, Miami, Tampa Bay tonight. Like that might be a nice little chef's kiss of a mm-hmm. parlay that you could put together, make a little money on that. And you could do that on the FanDuel app. Did you know that? Did you know you could do the FanDuel app?
Yes.
You know what else is going on with the FanDuel app?
Do the read.
Hockey season in full swing. You heard us talk about the Preds earlier. There's no better place to bet on the NHL than FanDuel Sportsbook. NHL parlays are the perfect way to make every shot feel like a hat trick. You can turn a little bet into a big payday. And all season long, FanDuel is giving every customer NHL parlay insurance. You'll get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls just one leg short. Don't have a FanDuel account? Sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, to place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. And FanDuel is always hooking you up with great odds and exclusive offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid out in as little as 24 hours. This season, make every moment more and bet on the NHL with FanDuel Sportsbook. And remember to use promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that we sent you over. 21 and up and present in Tennessee. Parlay insurance max refund, $25 per day. Risk-free bet for first online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days for parlay insurance and 14 days for risk-free bet. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
At NAPA, we keep things moving. If it has wheels and an engine, we help keep it on the road. And if it's on the road, we have parts for it. And if you need a part, you can get it fast, like same-day pickup or next-day delivery fast. At NAPA, when we're not thinking about cars, we're thinking about the people who drive them. Because when it comes to serving you and our community, our motor never quits. That's NAPA know-how. Same-day pickup and next-day delivery available at participating stores and on in-stock items only.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Bernard Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams.
Favorite
here.
Song to come back into. Yeah, Strike and Spare Studios. Yeah, yeah. This is my favorite song to come back into.
What song is that? I don't even know what that was.
I don't know, but it's got a good vibe to it.
What song was that, Ray, that you just played? I don't even know what that one was. Some
hallucinate Dua Lipa.
Ah, it's Dua Lipa.
Hey, that's why.
Plus Love me some Dua Lipa.
Hallucinate.
Yeah, that's a good song. There you go. On Facebook, by the way, we're continuing with our week six picks. Nick saying he's 50 and 30, so he's right there with us right now. And he went Bucks, Jags, Colts, and Green Bay. So the only one he differs on is Jacksonville. He thinks Jacksonville's going to win. So say bye-bye to that 50 and 30. Keep it up with us with a Jags pick like that. All right, now moving on. Last one we left off was Green Bay, Chicago. Got Kansas City. Who knows what's going on with Kansas City right now? Just kind of crazy. I still think they're a good team, but it just something's just not clicking right now. They are taking on the Washington football team. Of course, that Sunday is also going to be when they're going to honor Sean Taylor.
Disgusting.
Yeah, no, Ray's not a fan of that.
What's the spread?
Spread on that one is 6.5 towards the Chiefs, over under 55.
Double it.
Yeah, I'm taking Chiefs.
You're going Chiefs?
Yeah. I think I've picked Washington every week.
Yeah, this is the one. And last week was the first time you didn't pick the Chiefs, and you got it right.
Yeah.
Buffalo. What about you, Bruno? Yeah. I mean, whatever
I'm
name
I'm with
is.
Bruno, Chiefs. Yeah,
brown people, they all look the same. Zach Williams.
I know. Yes, yes.
It well absolutely said, Bruno. Ratioed.
Say it again. Going Chiefs, yeah.
Yeah, Chiefs.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to go Chiefs as well. I'm not giving up on them. Actually, I think I'm going to pick them every week from now on. That's just how it's going to go, no matter what. Minnesota taking on the Panthers. Minnesota, like, sneaky dark horse to win the Super Bowl this year?
No.
No?
You're not serious.
No, I am being serious. They're good. They're not a bad team.
Super Bowl?
Yeah. I feel like the Super Bowl is more open than it's ever been this year, right?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You think it's guaranteed? Who's going to be the guarantee then?
I think there's three teams who are like the best right now. Bucks, Bills, and whoever else I decide to pick.
Bucks, Bills, Cowboys, Chargers. I mean, Packers.
You just keep naming teams. That's why I'm saying it's very open right now.
No, those are. I mean, I would take those guys ahead
Cardinals?
Of them.
Cardinals? No. Get Rams?
All right. Titans.
Dark Horse to win the Super Bowl.
You're welcome, Nashville. Minnesota taking on Carolina, then Bruno. Future Super Bowl team, Minnesota, or
put me down for Minnesota.
Future Super Bowl team, Carolina.
Put me down for Minnesota, but not for the reasons
you... For the Super Bowl? Oh, no, sorry, okay. Oh, man.
L plus ratio plus... I can't even say the last E-coli. Part, but yeah.
What about you,
so
Ray?
I'm going Vikings as well.
You're going Vikings as well.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
No, I'm on the Vikings track. I was really? Just talking about I think it could win.
You're
going to
get your Carolina Panthers?
Yeah, I went against them last week too.
What about Robbie Anderson? He's not going to go off?
No. Sam Darnold, I don't know what he's doing. What a stupid idiot he is. Making me look mad. That's what he's doing. Pissing me off. Los Angeles Chargers taking on the Baltimore Ravens. This is actually going to be a fire game.
Banger of a game.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm going to take Baltimore.
And it's going to be in the fourth quarter, by the way. Yeah. That's what it is.
I'm going to take Baltimore just because that team has somehow found, like, in the scrummiest of scrums, find ways to win.
They
so,
really do.
Yeah, they could easily be like a 2 or 1 win team right now, but they're not.
They're literally breaking history every time they're winning these games.
Yeah, so.
Like, that's just like what it takes for them to win.
So, put me down for them. Lamar Jackson is also a little bit of a dark horse, not even dark horse. He's an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
So
solid.
Yeah. I mean, Herbert's playing out of his mind too, but I think like the Ravens have more of a history of winning. So
shout out to Bobby Part-Time for me absolutely decimating him on in our fantasy league for the listener league because of Marquise Brown and Lamar Jackson. They yep. put up like 4,000 points alone. It was terrific. Young Rayson.
I'm battling with this one. I hate Bruno for going for the Ravens because the Chargers suck against the run.
They have Ravens a running back and quarterback.
Home, but the Chargers are 2-0 away. I'm going with the Chargers.
You're going Chargers. Fine. This is the first one we break up on.
Yep.
Oh, wait. You're R. Chargers taking on the Baltimore Ravens. Man.
Both are on winning streaks.
This is in Baltimore. I'm going to stick with Baltimore. It's in Baltimore. That's the edge I'm pushing over. The line on this one is favoring us, Bruno. It's over towards the Ravens. -3. 52. Surprising. 52 over and under.
They'll go over that.
I would think so, too. 52.5, what FanDuel says right now. But I would think there would be more points scored on that. I mean, they gave, like, what was the Cowboys-Charger game was, like, almost 60 points, right?
Cowboys-Chargers? You mean Browns?
No, Cowboys-Chargers when they played each other, remember?
It was, like, 17-14.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Going into the game, the over-under was, like, crazy. Yeah. I'm surprised at this one where Baltimore's been scoring a lot of points, too. I'm just surprised they're not doing that. Bengals taking on the Lions. This is in Detroit.
Bengals.
You're going Bengals?
Yep.
You're all in?
Yep. More of a statement against the Lions. I mean, they're the opposite of Baltimore. They just find ways to lose the game.
Throw the ball to TJ Hockenson. Not for any personal reason. Yeah, why? I know he's hurt, but he's on the field. Like, I don't care. Like, if he's on the field enough, you should be able to throw the ball to him. Ray?
I'm going Bengals as well.
You're going Bengals? This is where I depart from you. I believe this is where Detroit gets their first win against the Bengals at home. Dan Campbell crying to his team. I think the team is feeling it. Like, what we're talking about with the Baltimore, how it's just like they're like these crazy wins they're pulling off somehow. Detroit is taking these crazy ways to lose. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they would have already had their first win if Justin Tucker wasn't gifted with a right leg from heaven. So I think Detroit finally wins one year, and I think they get it all together, and it's against the Bengals, and it's at home. So I really do believe Dan Campbell's going to find a way to win this game. Los Angeles Rams taking on the New York Giants. We don't have to spend a lot of time on this one. I think we're all pretty much on the Giants, right, guys? JK, by the way.
Yeah, first of all, Daniel Jones couldn't walk, and he's going to play this next week, so that's cool.
Dude, that was the saddest thing ever.
Yeah, it's
to
terrible.
Watch that hit, and then I mean when you see I think it was Curse who was the Cowboys corner, like, noticed it first and was running over trying to like help him, and Jones and even like if you zoom in like before it right after the hit, Jones is just drooling uncontrollably.
Oh god, that he's playing
this week.
That is so I can't stand that.
Was he anything to keep Mike Glennon off the field, you know?
Was this as bad as when Wilder got it from that knockout and he just kind of had like those like deer in headlights?
No, yeah, I think it was worse. Yeah, it was worse, which is sad.
Did you see that meme?
Yeah,
for
so Rams by a million.
I think we're all right, Ray. You're on it. I have to ask to make it official.
No.
We're all on the Rams. What were you going to ask real quick?
Did you see the Wilder meme that's out there? Like when he has, like when he gets up from his knockdown, he's got his eyes well up, and then the meme says like, "Oh, you boxing."
Oh man. He finally says he respects him, I guess. Arizona taking on the Cleveland Browns. This one is in Cleveland. Who do you think's a favorite in this, by the way?
Cleveland by 3 points.
Isn't that stupid?
No.
What? I'm sorry. Arizona's 5-0. Name me another one.
No. It's not stupid.
Put me for the Cardinals.
I mean, I'm putting a lot of money on this one now. Good. Like, that's... What's happening there? That makes no sense. So you're on Cardinals, Bruno. Yep. Ray?
Browns.
I'm assuming I had a feeling you were going there. Tell me why.
They looked horrible last week.
Cardinals did?
Yeah, I guess.
Did the Browns not look horrible 2 weeks ago when they scored 14-7 game as well?
Yeah.
Oh, man. They shut him down that time.
They played a better team.
That's, he's smiling. He's smiling, but he's that meme, you know? Jerk. He's like crying, but he's got like the happy mask on. He's like, he's going to go home, look in the mirror, oh, make a change. You know what I mean? I'm taking Arizona. They're 5-0. Why are we jumping ship yet? Cleveland's a good team, though. I'm just messing with you. I'm surprised that they are the favorite, though, just because, I mean, Arizona is 5-0. Yeah, and it's. Did they not go to Los Angeles and beat the Rams as well? Was that not on the road? Or am I crazy? Nick will let me know because Nick is a Cardinals fan. But I'm pretty sure that was on the road. Like, they win on the road as well. They're not a bad team. So, going on to the Las Vegas Raiders. Win one for the Gipper game. You know what I mean?
It's funny, dude. All right, go ahead.
That one got me. I'm not going to lie. Good job, Zach. Who do you got, Bruno? Going up against the Broncos.
I'm still going to go to the Raiders. I think they're a better team than the Broncos. Broncos had that lucky start of like teams they play at first. Now they're just exposed for
a lot of different things. Oh, I thought you were talking about the Raiders.
No, I think the Raiders are going to go out there. They could play their base stuff. Everyone's always like, oh, the game plans. You know what most NFL coaches do? Pull out the folder from last year and throw it out there. You have a week to prepare. You think these people are really in there mad labbing? Sometimes they are, but for this, no. It's just team on team. Raiders are better. I think the Raiders win.
Broncos. Right.
Broncos?
Too many distractions.
See, you know, the distraction, I get the argument, but I feel like it always works the other way, right? I feel like it works in the adverse.
It's really not that big of a deal. Yeah. John Gruden's not out there to yell at you in team meetings. You know what else a head coach does other than that?
Nothing.
Calls the timeouts.
No. I'm also going to go Denver, though. And the only reason why is because I actually think the Raiders suck. I think they were playing their best football they could have possibly played like the first couple weeks. And then now we're starting to see them teeter off. Like, they look terrible against the Bears. Like, that was without John Gruden, the whole mess going on. You know, now it's – there's like – I agree, the distraction thing's real. But I just think the Raiders suck. And it's in Denver, which has always been a huge
advantage for Denver.
Yeah. I mean, Mile High Stadium or whatever they call it. I don't know. It's like NRG Stadium now, Mile High or something like that. Yeah. Dallas in New England. This one is a 50.5 point over under. And Dallas is favored at -3.5 on this one.
Good, because Dallas, I've been rocking with Dallas since day one this season. Now everyone's like, oh, they're a legit Super Bowl contender. Yeah, I know.
Isn't that weird? So you're on Dallas, Ray? You're on Dallas
as well.
This one, I'm going to be on Dallas as well. If Dallas loses this, they suck to me and they're dead to me. Forever. All right? That's just how it is. Nick saying upset of the week, Patriots. We'll see, Nick. We'll see if you get that. I already went Detroit over being.
I thought Jaguars was the upset week.
Yeah, I know. You got Jags. Yeah, what in the world?
I don't think I'm chosen a single underdog.
I don't think you have either. That really tells a lot about you. Seahawks taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is in Pittsburgh. Seattle, a weird team, but you know, somehow good in some way.
Well, Seattle is a weird team, and Pittsburgh's a bad team with Najee Harris on them. So put me down for Seattle.
Give me Steelers.
You going Steelers on this one?
I just can't wait for Big Ben to have a stroke on the field. Ray's just going to be
or
like,
Geno
oh.
Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going Steelers as well because, I mean, no Russ, not cooking it. It's crazy.
Oh, my God, no Russ. Guy never does anything anyways.
He's – you know, did you see the stat? I'm just going to let that go. Did you see the stat?
Like, moving along, I just didn't let it go.
It was like in the NFC West, the Seahawks for like the last, I think since like 2011 or something, they had one quarterback, 2012, whenever he got drafted. They've had one quarterback, and then combined for all the other teams, starting quarterbacks, they've had like between the Giants or the 49ers, the Rams,
Cardinals.
They've had 28. Something like that's crazy. So, yeah, I'm going to take Pittsburgh as well. Seahawks are just, you know, Geno looked good, though, when he came out. It you know.
Of course. He came in and no one really scripted. No one really watched any videotape of this guy. They're just like, okay, well, now you got a week to prepare. Pittsburgh played well last week. Offensive line actually kept Big Ben up. I'm rocking Steelers.
Let's see. What game's left here for us? I think the last one. So that's a Sunday night matchup, by the way. And that gets us to the hometown favorites, Nashville Titans, taking on the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football.
Cool. So which one of you are going to do it?
Well, if you listened to the show after you left yesterday, maybe you would know where I'm going.
I'm going with the Bills. No shot the Titans win.
So you're on the Bills?
You're probably like, oh, yeah, last year.
I'm sorry. Did you not just make an argument last year, like about last year, talking about the Raiders? They're like, oh, they're not game playing like crazy. They're just pulling out the files, blah, blah, blah.
No, that was more of an argument against, like, why does it matter? Like, you know, everyone thinks, like, the distraction is going to be a big deal. No, they're just going to pull out the same game plan.
True.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I don't think the Titans strike gold twice.
Hey, shut up. Ray, who do you got?
I got Bills.
You're going Bills as well?
So go ahead and sign it and go ahead.
I'm going the Titans.
I know.
I'm going the Titans.
We know.
This isn't a homer move. This isn't anything. The whole reason why I put it out on Twitter.
Jeff would be pissed.
This is a stupid move.
Suicidal.
Offensive power, right? Like, this is what this game is going to have to rely on. If Julio Jones is playing, that's where I'm sticking it.
This guy, you think Julio Jones is the savior here?
No, but I think with Julio, A.J. Brown, and Derrick Henry, it's enough. It's enough. Look, the defense.
That's enough for half of Josh Allen.
It doesn't matter. The Titans last year had a horrible defense, and they won with offensive power, right? And we've been talking about so many times how the Titans are not going to be able to recreate the whole season where Derrick Henry and all these guys are, and A.J. Brown, all of them having career years. They could do it for a night, though. And you said it yesterday, too, Ray, and we've been saying it. Titans play to the level of their competition. They looked like they were playing the Jets. They looked like they were playing the Jaguars. They're going to look like they're playing the Bills.
Yeah, I did say that, but they also give up 10 sacks a game.
Like, I think they're going to show up. I think the offense is going to show up for the Titans.
Bills are going to trounce the Titans. I think it's going to
be with Bruno on that one.
Bloodbath.
I haven't seen. It's a five and a half. Yeah, 5.5 favorite. 54.5 over under. Is what they're going
to
have on this one.
Give plus 17 to Buffalo and run with
Trish
it.
Trish will take the under.
Really? You're going to take the under?
Yeah, Bills win 45-0.
I think the Titans have a great shot at winning this game. I really do. Remember, Buffalo was the favorite last year, too.
That's great. Yeah. Last year, I was... Who knows what I was doing last year around this time?
I know what you were doing. Being wrong. Whatever it was, doesn't matter because I know you, Bruno. I'm in your head. And this week, yeah, you have no...
You have no idea what goes on in
my head.
You're
cursed. Shut up. You're the cursed one here, picking the Bills. You're not going to get this one. This is my lock of the week, by the way.
Whoa. This is your lock of the week?
Yes. Which we have a new drop for, but I don't think I've sent it over to you yet, that we need to play. So we need to get that on so you know that this is actually my guaranteed lock of the week. For sure. Titans winning against the Bills. Yep. Not a homer move. I'm telling you this isn't a homer move. I picked against the Titans before, all right? This is a real, like, I really do believe the Titans are going to show up against the Bills, and they're going to get a win. And it's going to be a beautiful win against the Bills, just like it was last year. Because you got to remember, the Titans did this, too, 2 years before last year, where they were supposed to be the favorites over a bad Bills team, and then they crapped the bed twice against the Bills. Remember Nick Williams? Ever heard of him? Dropping that touchdown in the end zone? Every person in Nashville remembers that guy. and just straight up dropped it right in the end zone. Marcus Mariota puts first win. They were going to win that game, but he dropped it. So I think I do think the Titans were going to win. So that's going to go through our picks right now.
Are you for done?
Week six? Okay. Yes.
Thank God.
Yeah, there's a
Hey, man.
That hurt you.
That was mean, you know? We get on here, we're supposed to support, you know?
Who would have said that hurt you?
Jump in on the Evan and Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. That's the Evan and Bank phone line. I want you to come talk to us. You got any questions or anything? Before we go to the break, you know, we got to talk about friends over at Slim Chickens. Big game tonight. You want to have great food, and you know who's getting Slim Chickens tonight? 100%. Because the wife's out of town and not making dinner for me? This guy. He's getting Slim Chickens. That's what's going to happen tonight. And I'm going to get me some of that Tender Mac bowl, that Buffalo Tender Mac. Oh, my goodness. It's finally back. If you haven't had it yet, it's mac and cheese with the cut-up buffalo chicken tenders inside of it. They put the crispy onions. They got the green onions on top of it as well, the scallions. Oh, my goodness. It is just the perfect flavor in your mouth. I'm telling you, all your taste buds will be having a party. Go check them out. Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville, and download the Slim Chickens app so that way you can order ahead of time, skip the wait, and all you got to do is show up, say you're there, and they'll bring it right out to your car. It makes it so nice and easy, and then you're back home watching the big game, just sitting there having all that delicious food. Slim Chickens, once again, in Mount Juliet, Murfreesboro, and Hendersonville. Slim Chickens, wings, tenders, and more.
Ever had a broken appliance? That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. Again, that's 800-830-8147.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch, Brenner Reagan.
It's almost over, I swear.
Craig Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios.
Sponsored by FNMX, Slip Chickens,
everybody.
Reagan Martial Arts.
Reagan Martial Arts. Big sponsor. Big proud sponsor of Reagan Martial Arts. Go ahead and give us a call, though. 615-844-5600. We were laughing, if you were watching the video, because Ray was playing some Drake coming in, and all those Drake memes right now, like Drake's the kind of guy meme right now that's been going on. They are just terrific.
Well, a bunch of that's the thing. Drake has a lot of beef with rappers. They're like, he's not real. He's not real. He's not real. It's like, yeah, of course. I also wouldn't be real if I was Drake.
Yeah, why would you?
I would just sell millions of records and make millions of dollars.
It's the one that kills me the most is like when Drake smells pie and he like floats up in the air like a cartoon and like drifts over to or the other one is like when Drake gets angry on the phone, he like stamps his foot and he's like, you know, on the
phone. They're all good.
Just all cartoon sound effects is all it is. He gets scared and he does
I was going to say that one. That's a good one. When he touches the stove, he goes,
it turns into like a train whistle. Yeah. Who started that? Dude, that is so our lane.
Yeah, no. The internet, man, it turns into there's no better way to describe it than an avalanche. Like a little snowflake just.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the best, man. All right, let's get over to some current events. Usually I go right to Ray with this, but. Bruno had one that just kind of came out recently.
Well, and this can add to the discussion of, you know, I don't know. Let's get into it, and you'll figure it out as we go. So John Jones, in a now-deleted tweet, basically claimed he's dealing with a bunch of demons, all right? And that's the joke. It's like, oh, John Jones, you know, dealing with his demons. And people are like, yeah, he is the demon, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So John Jones had the domestic abuse allegation, gets kicked out of his gym. You know, he's had a substance abuse problem. I think right now they're pointing to alcohol, but from all intents and purposes of speculation, it's probably more than that. And, yeah, he just comes out and he tweets out, listen, I have a lot to deal with. You know, I was molested as a child, and that was, like, the meat of the bones of the tweet. And everyone's like, whoa, you know, and it's probably coming from a place of who knows what. And it has that argument of, like, okay, it's not like we can excuse him for what he's done, but you can start to see where, you know, the patterns in his life has come out to where substance abuse might be a thing that, you know, is just inevitable, and now he's got to fight that battle. Yeah, he's got to get away from the fight game and deal with it, man. It's obviously long overdue. But, yeah. And there's that stereotype, you know, men have to deal with their issues just through sheer will alone, and that's not going to happen. Or else you become John Jones and you take it on the people you love.
Yeah, well, and, you know, talking about somebody who probably has one of the strongest wills just as an athlete, it's probably John Jones.
Yeah,
you don't get to the level he had.
No,
by,
you don't fight in cages with the other best people in the world and win 12 times in a row without the help of, you know, just sheer will of force.
Right. And, you know, the mental health side of everything is big, obviously. It's stuff that we know as of the last few years people are starting to get into. I'm going to play devil's advocate. That's all I'm going to do right now. It doesn't look good that he deleted the tweet. He's clearly going through things. Do you think it's fair to have any kind of skepticism for making excuses? Like, maybe it's not real, is what I'm saying. Like, what he put out, and then that's why he deleted it. If it was something he's really trying to work on, he would have put it out there. And a PR agent, everybody would have been like, that's a good thing to put out because it would have got people on his side. Let's just talk about it from a real side.
It's not from a him point of view, it's not a good thing to point out. It's something that seems manic. Like how Conor McGregor tweets, it seems like they're like, these people are maniacs, right? What does that mean from a scientific stance? It means like they just get so worked up with emotion, they do things off impulse, and then they immediately regret it when they come back down from an emotional level. I think that's what's happening. And he was immediately like, I probably shouldn't have shared that. That's probably something that should have been private to me till the day I die, and I dealt with it, you know?
Well, if you're a publicist, you're sitting there thinking, if there's one way to quickly get, like,
maybe,
I don't, like, we made a joke off air that, like, if John Gruden just wanted to fix all his problems right now, if he just came out as gay and was like, that was the reason why I did
it. Oh, yeah. No, I was joking that I should say it on air, but since now it's cats out of the bag. Like, the only thing that saved John Gruden, what if he came out of the press conference instead of, like, resigning? He was just like, I have a truth to tell. I'm gay, and I've been dealing with it my whole life. And, you know, what do we do then?
Yeah, how quickly would the pendulum shift? And that's what I'm saying, like, as a publicist, if you're looking at it for John Jones's case, and if this is a real thing, I'm sitting there saying, well, this is going to get John Jones back in the good graces of people, because what it's going to do is it's going to create an emotion of empathy, right? Like, is that the
sympathy.
Word? Sympathy. You know, it's, people are going to look at that and say, oh, all that's terrible.
Yeah.
All the peeves. But I just, so that's why when you see it deleted like that,
well, but
you could be right in the idea of that it's just like a manic pose.
Well, also, well, if anything, they know that you tweet something out. It's people have it on notification. They screenshot it. So it's something like, you know, it's not there, but the story's already written about it. Hence why I was able to bring it up on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then that ends up what happens is like my phone was hacked is like the next tweet. You know, it's like, I didn't put that.
The last time that happened was over the basketball player. What did he do? It was some stupid tweet. It was about the Boston Celtics. Something.
Yeah. Forgetting his name. Why am I forgetting the 7-foot Lithuanian guy plays for Mavericks now? Are you forgetting?
Paco or no?
It's not Luca, but it's the other guy. No. He was with the Knicks. He was drafted by the Knicks. Man, I can't believe I'm forgetting his name. But he was one of the ones that did it, where he was like talking crap about a team, about the Knicks, and then the literal next tweet, like within seconds, like my phone was hacked. It's not. Why am I forgetting that guy's name? That's crazy that I'm forgetting his name right now. The Unicorn. That's what everybody always called him, too. Like, I know everything about this guy, but I can't remember what his name was. Ray's looking it up, so we'll get it before we're over here. But no, I mean, the John Jones things, like, how do you think this entails? Because we were kind of on the board that he's probably going to fight again.
Yeah, not till. Dude, who knows? He should just not fight again.
Well, he should not, but I mean, the Never. Real world side of it is he's going to want to.
Yeah.
You know?
It's going to make a lot of money. I'll watch. He's an amazing fighter.
Yeah. But if he loses to whoever, man, they got so much ammo.
I hate speculating on these type of things, you know. I don't even just take the next year off, dude. Take the year off and figure out your life.
Yeah, it needs to be.
And if you come, who knows? Maybe you're like, maybe fighting isn't for me anymore. And good, you're a millionaire. Go be happy.
Who was the player you're talking about? Who's he play for now?
Porzingis. That's who I was thinking of.
Porzingis.
I don't know why I looked at you and it dawned on me. I was like, Porzingis. He was the one that did the fake tweet or whatever where he said, like he wants to be traded or hates it or something like that. Did you look it up?
No. I'll show you this off air.
Okay. All right, everybody, have a great night. Enjoy the football game. Hopefully your bets hit. If you put any out there, do it on the FanDuel app, TAS, the afternoon stretch. That's the promo code. Remember, if nobody's told you, I love you. We will see you guys tomorrow, Friday, right here on Nashville Sports Radio.